tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron!
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Aaron's still taking a beating in the intro.
Aaron's still taking a beating. He's like, what did I do? I've been gone forever. Still getting calls. Wake up, Aaron! Guys, welcome to Tinfoil Hat Live episode. I don't even know.
Ten. We're in, ten.
Double digits.
Yes.
Diaz, our little baby's growing up. Guys, real quick, for those who might have been to the taping, thank you. It went off. First show was great. Second show was pure fire. You might think, ooh, I'm actually a professional comedian after that second episode. So it was great. Thank you to both the guys for coming to the show. Thank you, Xavier Guerrero, for helping work with Dana, who puts on a professional show.
She's
and
a
that's
pro.
About it. So, guys, real quick, we want to tell you guys that this show is fun to do. We love to do it. But it only can happen is if you call in and you leave us voicemails, anything. You leave us on anything. So, Johnny, number?
Not anything.
Don't leave us anything. I mean, maybe a nice recipe?
Yeah, I take a nice recipe, sure.
Okay, stocks. Leave Johnny.
Insider stocks. We're down with the insider stocks and crypto stocks.
And you know what? A guy, we actually had two calls related to some maybe inside knowledge of investment, Sam, which I will talk to you about. They ask, not to be identified or have the calls played on the show, but we'll talk about that after the show. The number, if you'd like to call and leave us any kind of insider trading tips or conspiracies, which we love, 323-825-9010. Again, that's 323-825-9010. You may ask why we don't put it in the description or on social. We've done that in the past, and we've gotten trolled mercilessly by gangs of Asian teenagers. So we're just trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we call little dick energy. Okay? We're getting trolled by little dick energy, okay? Johnny, real quick, yesterday on Cash Daddies, we talked about a new coin to grab. I grabbed some. I'm already up 100%, just so you know.
Whoa.
That was just Node AI, really?
Yeah, Node AI. Grab it. Love it. It took a little while for Coinbase to let me get it, but I stayed on it. So I'm going to buy a little more. Gonna buy a little more.
Can't use Coinbase because I was banned.
Well,
I love how was I banned
America,
and you're still on Coinbase?
In America, bro.
Criminal.
In America.
It's bullshit.
That's some bullshit right there, bro. That's some bullshit.
We have some great calls this week.
I don't know if you guys, we got some great calls. Do we want to start off with a great call or do we want to get into Ryan Garcia dropping bombs, getting a little drunky monkey and
it's
dropping
wild.
Some bombs?
You going with he was drunk? Coked
I think
out,
he was
maybe?
a little partied out. I think Javonte Davis really put a hurting on that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Tank will do that.
Yeah, Tank hit him a little hard, and it got a little weird, of course. And so we'll see, dude. But should we listen? Should we discuss that, or do you want to get into it? Because it was I guess Andrew Tate was doing a Twitter live space and Ryan Garcia was on it. And he's like, Johnny, have you heard about this yet?
Yeah, XG told me about it. Yeah, I got it right here if we want to play it right
now.
Yeah,
let's listen
just
to
give
it.
Give me a second.
Johnny, I'm going to give you a second, okay?
Here we go.
You do it.
Tell me if the sound's okay. Usually we have some difficulty with these taps playing it. So let me see.
Your mic. Yo, Andrew.
Hey, bro.
Andrew Tate just had Ryan Garcia on his stream Twitter space, and he went off about his recent situation. And he's going on a tangent of, okay, set up and bring.
What they would do with someone like me, who's monumentally influential, they'd come along and say, we're going to pay you $50 million,
And then exchange for that money, you're going to support this company. But to make sure that this company doesn't get in any trouble, make sure you don't bring any heat on this company. Your official positions on LGBT will be X. Your official positions on Israel-Palestine will be Y. And don't worry, we spend a lot of money with advertising spends with the media outlets. So the media outlets will never print anything bad about you because they cannot attack the poster child of the person who funds them. What they do is they try and get you to agree to these sponsorship contracts new to you. Once you've taken the money, you then are Inner Circle, Hollywood, Illuminati, whoever, whatever you want to call it, which is why singers you've never heard of are at the Brit Awards or the Met Gala. And then the people on the internet who are free, who are far more famous than they are, these singers, nobody knows who they are, nobody cares, is not invited. We're not invited to those things.
Not invited.
You would go, you'd go to an after party. At the after party, every single room would be bugged. There'd be cameras. There'd be microphones, as we can see in Diddy's lawsuit. Something haram will happen in the house. You'll be offered to do a bunch of bad things yourself, drugs, women, etc. Something bad will happen. Somehow you'll be linked as an accomplice to it. Someone will come to you and say, oh, look, this underage girl had sex with this guy in this room, and you were only in the room next door. And if the police come, it's bad on you. It's going to be all over the papers, and you're going to be a sexual trafficker. But don't worry, because of this sponsorship, we're going to make sure it stays.
We fast forward it.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's not that long. I mean, it's okay. 8 minutes, so it's. I just don't know. I haven't previewed this, so I don't know where.
The one on Instagram, the one on I just posted on Tinfoil Hat. You can hear him talk Ryan, about exactly what happened.
Here we go. Here we go. That's it.
Hi.
Yo, Andrew.
Hey, bro. All right, talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Boy, this is going to be a problem for YouTube, I can tell you.
Okay, should we stop it?
What do you think?
Oh, you know, he said the R word.
Yeah, and kids, I mean, like, it's, ugh. I mean, I think that's the only time he mentioned. Let's just give it, I mean, we've already hit it, so let's see what happens here.
Where?
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking...
Okay, I mean, like, it sounds like he's
got... All right, we heard it. Yeah.
Let's just recap what he said.
Guys, we would love to play this video, but unfortunately, we're under the gun, constantly being surveilled. If we were blacks on black YouTube, we could share play this and not would happen to us. But because Johnny and I are white and Xavier is here illegally, we cannot play this stuff. Okay? Well, you know, in YouTube. XG's more legal than we are. Me and Johnny are outlaws here. Okay? Yeah.
Johnny's an outlaw in on Coinbase. Didn't you say you were banned from Coinbase?
Yeah. Oh, Johnny got kicked off of Coinbase, dude. Come on.
I'm allowed on there still. I got some crypto in there. Like, what's up with that? Man, what world do we live in?
The amigo. Dude, I love this person. Someone just said, just go trans. Listen, listen to you guys. I'm not giving into that troll, but I just want to say something. The other day, this is how, listen, we know that they do crazy stuff, right? They do crazy stuff. But I just want to tell you guys something. Someone the other day had the, listen to this, guys. Someone the other day said that Doug Stanhope was trans.
What? Come on. Come on.
I was like, dude, this is peak R word.
I've seen his.
We have to start making.
He's got the most realistic prosthetic penis on the planet. I've seen it. I've seen urine come out of it, not more than a foot from me. He peed on my laptop when he was aiming at Ari Shaffir. It was disgusting.
Oh, that was one of the greatest moments of comedy.
If he's trans,
so you
boy, they got some good. So tech Johnny, for you dicks these days.
Yeah.
So you're quoting it. Your facts that he's you've seen his dick. It works. He's not trans.
I've seen his dick. It works.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, you heard it on Facebook. Maybe the high-powered trans guy got the cool surgeries that make dicks, you know, do all kinds of stuff.
Let me ask you something. If you were going to spend all your money on making somebody one of the cool trans, that Johnny's words, would it be Doug Stanhope?
High-powered trans.
Would he be the one that you want to use your cool trans technology on? High-powered
trans.
So he could...
High-powered trans, Sam. What's the term?
High-powered trans. Would you want to use one of your high-powered trans tech... you know, would you want to make Doug Stanhope one of those?
No.
No, I mean, of course not.
Michelle Obama, though, Big Mike. They definitely would use it on Big Mike. Yeah, you'd have to use it on Big Mike.
Dude, you just love saying Big Mike.
Big Mike.
So Ryan, I don't know what's going on with Ryan. When I watch these things, I feel for these guys because Tank hit him hard, and he just hasn't seemed the same since.
So you're saying this is all CTE, brain damage?
It just seems like we're getting a different Ryan Garcia right now than we had before. And there is something about a fighter when he loses for the first time. Is it the same person? We've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
Where they were undefeated, unbeatable, they lose, and now they're just not the same people.
You got him saying stuff weird. Like, if they kill me, it wasn't me. I mean, he's really worried about his life. I don't know. I mean, you can tell his eyes have changed. You're right, Sam. He's not the same guy.
He's obviously partying harder than he was. We can all see that. You can see it in him. I've always said Ryan Garcia is really too pretty for boxing, right? Yeah, I mean, he's a good looking guy. You should be like the content creator who's really good looking and can actually fight instead of being a fighter who's actually good looking, right?
Yeah. You always want to be the other. You want to be the Jake Paul, not the Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, be the guy that makes content, that weird content, and just is good looking, and we know you can fight other YouTubers. Don't be the fighter who's good looking that slowly starts to lose.
Just beat the shit out of YouTubers. That's the move for sure.
That's what you should do, dude. Ryan Garcia should just go around fighting content creators.
Right here. Here, fight me. Just for like how much you
Xavier,
think he give me.
You got bad news. Come on. You can't do it. I would go. You would last. When was the last time you were in a fight, Xavier?
We have Eddie Bravo on our team. Give us some credit, a little bit of credit.
White women at a kid's t-ball game? What do you?
He can teach me some moves. You won't teach me a little Krav Maga right before I fight Ryan?
Yeah, just go for the eyeballs and kick in the nuts.
There we go. See?
That's how. Hey, dude, if everything goes right, should it 1 or 2 months be going for my orange belt in Krav Maga? I fell off a little bit because I was focusing on jiu-jitsu. So I'm going to get back into Krav Maga. Very excited.
Nice. I can read some of the quotes now. So we heard the part. He says, they held me down and made me watch, young people get assaulted, let's say. He has claimed that Bohemian Grove is real. And he spoke about Satan. He said he's got proof of all of this. He also says that he's got a picture of an alien. Which is, I mean, that's crazy. He says, I'm trying to do this for God. I'm just speaking the truth. I asked for a space and they gave me the opportunity. Really, just, I mean, he's trying to expose the elites, he says.
Dude, do you hear what he's saying? That's some crazy ass stuff.
I know, man. I mean, it makes you wonder. Maybe it's just.
I asked for a space. They gave it to me. That's what they.
Oh, no, I think he's. That's I think what they hate, like letting him talk about it. Like the Twitter space.
Okay. Okay.
This can't be good for boxing, right?
I mean, boxing to me is the brand that no matter what happens, it can't hurt it because it's already garbage. Like the brand of boxing is so corrupt that anything that happens, just yep, that's boxing. Look at that. Look at that pretty Garcia right there. What are you doing out there? Getting punched in your ass. But my whole thing is like everybody's about to fight. They look way thicker than him.
Yeah. He goes,
He has very thin wrists. I have thin wrists.
Show you every effing video you could ever believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They effing tied me down and made me effing watch. I actually don't give an F anymore. Yes, I've effing lost it. They're blanking children. You know the higher elites. You already know who they are. I don't give an F. They can't touch me. I'm a god. They can't. Come touch me, you effing bitch. I mean, that's... And then he goes, wait, okay. He says, they raped me, right? I just said it.
Oh, Johnny, good job. Now you said the word.
I was two, and they did that to me. I have proof of that, too. That's where it all starts. So, man, he's dealing with some shit, huh?
Oh, he's going back to when he was a little
he's
kid.
Yes, dude. Poor guy. He's going deep, bro.
This poor guy. Why would he?
Bro, there's a video that Luis J. Gomez reposted or tweeted, right? And it was about this guy found his foster care parent that wanted to R him when he was 7.
YouTube sucks, man.
This guy's like, now I know where you are. And I'm not going to do anything right now because the guy was in front of his little kid. He goes, but got you, dog. I got you now.
I hate YouTube, but can we just say YouTube sucks, man? That we have to like bend over backwards for this kind of just to reach people. We're live on Rumble right now. If you want to go watch it on Rumble, if you want to get out of it, it's not, you know, we might just take it over there someday. We've talked about it. If it ends up being worth it to us, we can reach enough people over there. We definitely consider doing that so we could talk, just an open conversation. But anyway, yeah, that's dark. So that's dark.
Yeah, it got really dark.
So are we going with CTE, brain damage?
Maybe that's his inhibition. You know, maybe he's been afraid his whole life to even talk about this stuff, and now that he's, you know, kind of had his senses dulled, he's coming out and talking about it now. And I tell you what, there's a couple things that'll happen. Let's talk about what might happen with this guy. I think you could see in a month from now he comes out and says, "Hey, I was just on, you know, I was off on a bender. I had some CTE, and I don't know what I was talking about." That's possible if they get to him. Or he dies. I mean, that's totally likely at this point. Or, he ends up homeless. Like, what was the guy's name who played for the Cavs, Sam, who ended up... Yeah, Delonte. He's like a Delonte West type. Totally could happen. Anyway.
It's crazy.
Let's hope he's lying. Obviously, let's hope he's lying and that didn't happen and he didn't see none of that because obviously that's horrible.
Why would you lie about that?
That's what I'm saying. Why would you lie about some shit like that? Like, sell an extra couple tickets?
It all seems to be coming out right now, dude. It all seems to be coming out. It's kind of crazy, dude. Anyway,
pray for that guy. Yeah.
Pray for that guy. God, please, please, please spread your love and wrap it. Ryan Garcia in a cocoon of love and support. Help him get through these troubling times and let him be able to move on to the trauma that happened to him in the past. Amen. See, that's what I do, dude. I pray right there, dog. I'll be in the middle of Zanku chicken. I'll start doing some prayers, dog. You think I'm afraid, dude?
Wait up. Did you do that already? Is that why you mentioned it?
No, yeah, dude, I'll do prayers right there in the middle. I don't care, dude. That's how I roll. I'm a holy roller, dude.
That's his catchphrase. That's Sam's catchphrase. Now, I love that. It's a holy roller. I like it.
I am, dude. I do jujitsu, and I got Jesus.
I like that. You want to call?
Trying,
you guys want to call?
I'm fighting, dog. Let's do a call.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
For the love of God, can we please?
This is a wild story.
Hey, what's up, boys? Eric here, longtime fan and listener. I know I got 3 minutes, so I'll make it quick. I just wanted to share my, I guess you would call it astral projection experience. I really truly believe in it, man. I've been bold for a while now. Had an experience back in 2011. I lost my brother tragically to, violence, I guess you could call it. And, a weird story. I was with my girl, who I'm still with today. We were sleeping. It was about 10 p.m. And I was in that state, like, barely knocking out, you know. So I was under, wasn't all the way asleep yet, though. And heard some gunshots out my window, or so I thought. I shot up out of my sleep and asked my girl if she had heard anything. She looked at me like I was crazy. Clear as day, man. My bed was right next to the window, so it sounded like it was right outside my window on the street, right? So I looked at her, I asked her that, kind of just shrugged it off, like, all right, I guess I was dreaming, you know. Went back to sleep. Couldn't have been 30, 40 minutes later when my aunt was banging on the door of our house, hysterically crying, and she told me that my brother had gotten shot. He was in the hospital. Long story short, he succumbed to his wounds. And, we didn't talk about that for years. I kind of just thought it was a figment in my imagination until me and my girl spoke about it a couple years later. And confirmed, like, yeah, I still think about that every now and then. And, you know, it just trips out because it lined up with the exact time that he was shot. So anyways, I went down the rabbit hole, man. And Sam, I know you're interested in meditation and tapes and all this. I mean, meditation. You should check out the Gateway Tapes, man. I don't know if you guys have done a show on it yet or not, but Gateway Process, the assessment of, done by the CIA, I think in the 80s, declassified in 2002 or something like that, or one. The tapes you could still find online for free, but you can buy them by the Monroe Institute, and some interesting stuff, man. I've had sleep paralysis quite a few times in my life, and I think it's all connected. Interesting thing before my time's up, during sleep paralysis. You know, you see shadow figures, stuff, whatever. Only thing that ever seemed to work was, praying for Jesus Christ to help me out, man.
So if he wasn't driving a forklift, that would be the call of the year, possibly. Amazing, amazing story about, so his brother's shot and killed. And at the exact same time his brother's shot and killed, he's like got this gunshot experience in his own bedroom. And his lady hears it too. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. That reminds me of those, they used to have commercials, you know, where like about psychics and, you know, like a girl ends up in a hospital 1,000 miles away. Her mother feels something. Yeah. Do you remember those commercials?
Mm-hmm.
And then David Spade had a funny joke about it. He's like, you know, a woman feels warmth in her hand, and 500 miles away, her daughter's giving an angry hand job.
That's great.
Hey, guys, real quick, I want to tell you about our friends at Fume. Listen, ever try to break a bad habit and felt like you were climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, of course. We've been there, done that. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume! It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable, all right? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes in an adjustable airflow dial and designed with movable parts and magnets to fidget, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. All right. Well, you know, myself, XG, we both have this award-winning flavored air device and we love it. We absolutely love it. So we just want you to know, plus Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume. So there's no more losing it around the house. It's built with fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Fume around on it. Okay. Start your year right with a good habit by going to tryfume.com/tinfoil and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code Tinfoil to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So here's what I need you to do. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/tinfoil to save 10% off your journey pack today.
Are you familiar with Gateway Tapes? I was looking it up.
Yeah, I heard him talk about that. Let's get into them, bro. Look it up.
It's called Gateway Process. There's a CIA.gov paper about it, actually. It's on the CIA's website. And it's, let's see, it's, the subject is, analysis and assessment of Gateway Process. This is, Department of the Army, U.S. Army Operational Intelligence, Fort George G. Meade, Maryland. It's a long paper here, but let me see if I can get through it. You tasked me to provide an assessment of the Gateway experience in terms of its mechanics and ultimate practicality. Let me just see here. Oh, Niels Bohr is mentioned here. Is this Mark texting us? What is this? Yeah, we're looking.
Oh, that's Rick from Rumble.
Who's texting
us?
I'm looking at the PDF right here. Niels Bohr, the renowned physicist, once responded to his son's complaints about the obtuse nature of certain concepts in physics by saying, "You are not thinking, you are merely being logical." Oh, wow. That's something, huh? Think about that, Sam. Niels Bohr told his son, I assume this is a real quote, "You are not thinking, you are merely being logical." You know, and that's what a lot of these people in science, they're not thinking, they're just being logical. You know, that's a quote that could use some unpacking.
Now, what do you think he meant by being logical?
Well, you're using only the elements that you can see and prove and are tangible to you. You know, you're not incorporating your wisdom. You're not incorporating common sense. You're not incorporating,
You're just kind of
facts.
Chalking it, right? Like, in a weird way, it's just going chalk. Like, these are the logical steps you would take, and you're not, like, trying to go, how can I get creative with this? Is that what you think it is?
Yeah.
Like, you're not actually thinking. You're just reacting in a set instructions.
Yeah. It's a very limiting way of existing, I think, and breaking down problems. It has some value, I think. So the gateway experience is called also, apparently, brain hemisphere synchronization. In the intro, he writes, this person who prepared this document writes, "In order to describe the Monroe Institute technique for achieving altered states of consciousness, the gateway experience, involving brain hemisphere synchronization, or hemisync, they call it, the most effective way to begin is to briefly profile the basic mechanics which underlay operation of related methods such as hypnosis, transcendental meditation, and biofeedback," which we've heard of all those. "It is easiest to effectively describe what gateway is by beginning with a short description of those associated techniques that share some common aspects with the gateway experience, but which are nevertheless different."
Cooch says lack of imagination. Yeah, I like that. That's almost some NPC
Absolutely.
Shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he mentions in this paper too, Kundalini transcendence, or Kundalini psychosis is what they call it in this paper. He gets through biofeedback. Okay.
Shout out to Stefan.
He ran through those three things, which we're familiar with, I think. And then he comes to gateway and hemisync. Now that we have briefly profiled the basic mechanics.
Hold on, what is hemisync? Everyone keeps writing about hemisync.
We said it earlier. It's hemispheric synchronization, I believe. That's another name for the gateway experience. Now that we have briefly profiled the basic mechanics of the principal techniques for altering and expanding consciousness, which share some of the objectives and or methods employed in the gateway experience, we may proceed to focus on what that technique actually involves. Fundamentally, the gateway experience is a training system designed to bring enhanced strength, focus, and coherence to the amplitude and frequency of brainwave output between the left and right hemispheres so as to alter our consciousness, moving it outside the physical sphere so as to ultimately escape even the restrictions of time and space. This is a government document. The participant then gains access to various levels of intuitive knowledge. Sounds like, you know, we're going out into the what's it called? The Akashic Record, right? Various levels of intuitive knowledge which the universe offers, what differentiates the gateway experience from forms of meditation is its use of the hemisync technique, which is defined in a monograph by Monroe Institute trainer Melissa Yeager as, quote, "a state of consciousness defined when EEG patterns of both hemispheres," that's both hemispheres of the brain, "are simultaneously equal in amplitude and frequency." Although that's, you know, some technical stuff there. Although hemisync seems to be rather rare and of only short duration in ordinary human consciousness, Melissa Yeager states that, again a quote, "audio techniques developed by Bob Monroe can induce and sustain hemisync with the Institute's basic Focus 3 tapes." So they have these tapes, apparently, that can induce this state, which can potentially send you, astral projecting. And that's what the caller was suggesting.
Well, hold on, Johnny. Now, hold on there. Now, Johnny, Didn't we have somebody on at one point that had been talking about how they created basically an app that can help you?
Are you talking about the Stephen Greer app? The contact app?
Yeah. You remember?
With the binaural audio tones, yeah. Yeah, that we had someone say that was dangerous.
We were talking about how dangerous Ouija board. That is.
Yeah, the Ouija board. We were acting like the future of the Ouija board would be something like that.
It's a CIA government document. I mean, I wouldn't assume any safety around this for sure.
What do you mean by safety?
I wouldn't assume that this is a benign process. I wouldn't assume this is something that you should do without a lot of serious consideration and research. I'm going to see if I assume these tapes are out there if he's talking about them.
And I was about to ask, do you think it's video audio. Or just
audio? Yeah, because this sounds just like audio? If they're talking about monographs and stuff, this...
If it was video, it would just be one of those weird crystalline videos. It just makes different shapes to the sound.
But yeah,
that's
there's still
a
Monroe Institute website that sells these tapes. Yeah, Gateway Experience tapes right here.
Johnny, guess what your Christmas gift is going to be.
It's $944 for the tapes, Sam.
you're going to get those tapes, and XG's going to get his own... hot dog stand. That's what he's...
Hey, can I borrow the tapes
hot dogs
after, though?
For Xavier.
Yeah, I'd make some good hot dogs.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Dylan Shelley. And I want to make something clear. I'm not reading this because it's a super chat. I would never just do prayers for money. I'm doing a prayer right now because Dylan has asked that we give prayers for his 9-month-old daughter. She's been in the hospital since she was born and just had bone marrow transplant. So sending Dylan's daughter some love. God, just take care of Dylan's daughter. Help that transplant go smoothly and get her out of there so she can live a healthy and productive, happy life. Amen. See, dude, we bang it out right there, dude. We don't wait around. We get it done. Prayers up. Jimmy DeLip, local celebrity.
Jay Blanco says, Sam, I need urgent advice. I think my boss is a Freemason. Should I put my hands on him? P.S. He sucks. Ooh. P.S.S. I've been training.
Oh.
What do you think?
No. I listen, Johnny, we're going to lose some people. We're going to have some people say some stupid stuff. But I don't think being a Freemason makes you automatically a bad person.
We've got a call about this in a few minutes. Okay.
I think the Illuminati makes you a bad person.
Okay, so you can be a good Freemason, but you can't be a good
Illuminati? I think
it's
like Catholics. How many Catholics do you know? Most of them are just wonderful people. And at the top are some real scumbags. Jews, Christians, Muslims. They're all like the most... Like, dude, I used to do a tour with Muslims. They were great. Good people. All right.
Is there good elite? Is there a good elite?
Dude, if we believe in the Hermetic principles of duality, there would be both good and bad.
Sometimes in the same person.
Sometimes, dude, I'm telling you, bro. That's for real, bro. That's for real. You know? That's for real, real, dude. I mean, it's like why some people love Trump and some people hate Trump. Why people love Hillary, some people hate Hillary. Some see the light,
can't imagine
some see the darkness.
I really can't imagine loving Hillary
Clinton. I can't either, dude. But you just meet these people in L.A. that were like doing her TV show that nobody watched. And they were just like, I'm so proud to be on this project. It's like, you're gross.
See, but I've also met people that love Trump a little too much. Where I'm like, yeah, chill.
I mean you have to love Hillary Clinton. Really. She fixed Haiti. Have you seen what's going on in Haiti right now? They just had all the criminals were just busted
so
out of jail
bad.
By the gangs. There's nobody in jail
so
anymore in Haiti. And the jails were the worst.
Oh. Yeah, and guess where they'll all be here
soon.
They're
coming, buddy. You better believe it. Yeah. Did you see that thing where they're flying them in?
Yeah, by the way, we just want everybody to...
It's crazy. Uh-huh. Flying them in.
3,500. Was it... Yeah.
Yeah. None of this is... grassroots. It's all astroturfed. None of it's real. They're trying to change the fabric of America. That's what they're doing.
I've been seeing a lot that all this is going to have to do another crisis moment, another 9/11. Do you think it could be something worse than that?
I saw Elon predicted just that. This, yeah, what, today or yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
That will have something worse. That was his quote exactly. Something worse than 9/11 as a result of all of this shit, the immigration shit.
No, dude, we're gonna have I believe war on our soil to the two could be, you know, like the Antifa riots, but could be worse. And, you know, it depends on what side gets the goods. And that's why everybody should be loading up right now.
Like Nirvana, load up on guns. Let's do it.
Load up. Whoa, Johnny.
What are you? So we're at ground zero, too. If shit pops off, like L.A., we're done, fucked. Dude. Yeah. We're so screwed. Especially down here where we are, me and XG.
Well, XG's screwed the most because he doesn't know who's on whose side.
I'm in Glendale. I'm in with the Armenians.
Yeah, but they won't know if you're an illegal or an
That's
illegal.
That's actually good
illegal.
For him. It might get him out of town. He'd be like, speaking Spanish.
Yeah. I can play both parts.
Hey, hold on.
We'd have to get a real tan, Sam, if we were to make it out of town, bro. A real tan. You want to do your date?
They'll be like, hey, dude, I should kill you, but I love your podcast. You guys can go. Thank you.
Hey, you could shave your head. You look like you'd pull off a good gangster.
Yeah,
good
he cholo, could do that. Sam. He shaved his head,
dog. I used to get cholo. Sent out on cholo auditions, and I was like, and I was sitting in with like straight up Mexicans. I'm like,
that's
why
great.
Am I here?
That's funny. That's funny. You want to do your date?
Hey, guys. Sam Tripoli here, and we got some great dates coming up for you. Morris Plains this Friday. I'm doing stand-up with a lineup of straight murderers.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, I also have to put up next Tuesday is a awesome, awesome comedy chaos. Grab those tickets. Those are already moving. Flagstaff. Then we have Tucson. Then we have El Paso. And then, dude, I'm finally getting it done. We are heading out to Summerfield, Florida. I'm doing a conspiracy podcast with the guys from the Nephilim Death Squad, Paranoid American, and I'm also signing all of the comic books out there. So if you want your comic book signed, show up there. And then I got some more dates coming. So we're in it to win it, brother. We're in it to win it. Go to samtriple.com. And guys, looks like we're go with our. We're gonna be working with Wise Wolf Gold and Silver a lot. Get into buying gold and silver. Go to samtriple.com. Click the links and join, dude. I'm gonna get that off my website. Go down. Yeah, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. I'm buying gold and silver every day. Every day, buying a little bit here, buying a little bit there. Get in it. Come on.
You'll never regret it.
All right. You won't. Hey, do you guys think that it was another cyber attack today with the internet going out, Instagram, Facebook, Meta? They were talking about this Tuesday election all this crap.
Of course.
You guys feel,
yeah? Of course. You know what I think? You know what I know it's not? Solar flares.
Solar flares are only going to hit Facebook.
Right.
Why would it hit Twitter? Why would it hit X?
No, but why would it only hit... But what?
I'm joking. I was being sarcastic, obviously.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't get it, dude. Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
It was cyber attack by somewhere inside something?
No, some WEF bullshit. We all know that's what's going on. They're going to blame it on China and Russia, and they're the ones bragging about it. Like, how can you brag about it and then be like, oh, it was them? You're like, what are you talking about?
I know what you're saying. Do you want to
take stupid.
Some more calls?
Let's right, take like some more one. Calls.
Hey, Sam, Johnny, XG. This is Steve from up in Minnesota. Hey. Got a story for you. Back in 2002, we started this company. There's this guy there. He's a real good dude. Worked with him for like 12 years or something, to like 14 or 15. Anyways, I was always a conspiracy guy at work, you know, like long as we were talking about, you know, Alex Jones, blah, 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 and I bring up the Freemasons and stuff. Well, my buddy would get offended, like, dude, my dad is a Freemason. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I mean, you know, he probably meant well. And I was like, yeah, it only gets 33 degrees and blah, blah. He's like, dude, my dad is 33 degrees. I'm like, oh, okay, well, anyway, so out of respect, I wouldn't bring it up anymore. anyways, like a couple years later, after Thanksgiving, we were talking at lunch or whatever, and he's like, dude, my dad told us a crazy story this weekend. He was drinking and he didn't have a drink. And anyways, he was like, the Mason had asked him to become a Shriner, because after 33 degrees, you become a Shriner. And so they asked him, and he said no. They kept asking, and he finally said yes. And he said that they had to do this, like, ritual or something. So they picked him up in the limo, and this is what you can look up on Google. So in Minnesota, if you look up Masonic Home Drive in Bloomington, Minnesota, it's off of Normandale Boulevard, they pull onto this Masonic Home Drive, and it's up this long thing, and it comes around to this, like, roundabout, and this big, huge Masonic hall, it's, like, out in the woods, it's, like, giant, like, Masonic thing, and it's, like, Masonic Heritage of Minnesota place and everything, so, and it's, like, at night, like, nobody, it's not, like, open to the public kind of thing, and so, they bring him in, they blindfold him and stuff, they bring him into the basement, they said they brought him into this room, and they take off his blindfold, and it's just Egyptian, there's, like, hieroglyphics on the wall, columns, like, pyramid stuff, sand on the floor and whatnot, and they lead him up to the front of this room, because it's, like, all over the thing. And he said, out of nowhere, this dude materialized out of nothing. Like, it was, like, he started from bone, like, blood, muscle, and just skin, and the person, like, standing in front of him and started talking to him. And then, like, he kind of, like, snapped under it, and he was, like, oh, I said too much, and that was it. But yeah, it gave me chills, and I've always thought about it since. And I always wanted to tell you guys. Sorry if it was a little long, but yeah, love the show. Keep it going.
That's something right there, dude. I mean, we've heard some of that before. You're muted, Tim. We've heard some of that before. The idea that there's Egyptian hieroglyphs in the room, and that they, you know, have columns and sand and stuff, but somebody materializing in front of you, element by element, blood and bone appearing. Oh, that's
Johnny. Is that call of
might
the
be?
Year?
That's funny though. He kept trying to give that guy so out. So he's like, well, you know, it's only 33rd degree Mason's really where you run into trouble. He's like, but he is a 33rd degree Mason.
Oh, dude!
I brought this up last time because there was the bathroom that we pulled up that looked like that. But the Luxor always gave me weird vibes. Like there was some like sacrificial shit going up at the Luxor in Vegas.
Yeah.
Remember, I was a little kid. I was like, "This is creepy as shit." With the light in the middle, I'm like, "Someone got Luxor. Some rituals went down over here."
When did they build that? In like the 80s?
Yeah, Luxor.
Dude,
creepy,
I'm telling you, the Luxor's up to no good, dog.
How old is that hotel, though?
I'm telling you,
Angel. Chris Angel was all up in that, too. Let me see.
92. Rituals at the Luxor?
Well, dude, they've said that for the longest time. That was some shady-ass shit.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Dude, because they built it wrong.
What do you mean
they
built it wrong? Oh, that's interesting. What does that mean?
That they had... that they didn't follow the rules of building a pyramid.
What does that mean, though?
And they built it wrong, and it was cursed.
Yeah, it's known to be cursed. Yeah, you can look
it
up. There's a whole theory on it.
If you look at the reviews on TripAdvisor, not doing well.
Like, no, I mean, you got the wing now. Way better hotels.
Yeah. So, but that boy, that call is that's fascinating. Like, if you have any kind of confirmation of that kind of experience happening. One thing I had a question about, I know there are like groups called the Shriners. I know my uncle's like a Shriner, but you just join that and they wear those dumb hats and ride around on little tricycles and raise money. But I guess the Shriners are also a thing at the top. Is that, have you ever heard that next level beyond?
At the highest level is the Shriners.
Yeah, I've never heard that either.
Ever.
Wonder if anybody in the chat, have you guys, any of you guys heard that? That there's like the next level beyond 33rd degree is Shriners. I'm trying to see if anybody's got anything to say about that. Yeah, this guy says, Dottie says, the Luxor is a dump now. It's bad. It's gotten really bad there.
Yeah.
I guess it's cursed.
It's gotten really bad.
Another one, and this is something I want to talk to you guys about, because I'm not sure it's exactly what we're being told here.
Hey, Sam. Big fan. Long-time listener. Hopefully I can get this out in 3 minutes. So my wife came across some videos the other day, and we came up with a theory over monitoring spirits. So monitoring spirits are spirits that are sent to gather information on people and then relay that information back to the person, right? So in these stories that we found, the spirits can actually take forms of possession of people, or even forms of humans, or, I mean, of animals, sorry. And we were, there's stories where people said they were going through some stuff, and, you know, their houses were surrounded by birds or so on and so forth, which led me to the theory that, you know, we talk about how, you know, the theory of that birds aren't real, and they released a document saying that the CIA tried to create a bird with robotics, right? And I think that was put out intentionally to kind of throw some misinformation out there and make it look crazy. So we know the world is run by these demonic fallen angels, Satanists, right? So what if birds technically in that form aren't real, and they are actually sent from these higher ups to keep tabs on everyone and bring that information back against them to either demoralize them or to trick them and to fall in their agenda. Just a theory we kind of came around. We have families that we kind of think are kind of that same area, that as far as sending stuff our way to get information on us. And we've had a little experience with that. But just something out there, a theory, what you guys think.
So I want to say, now the birds aren't real thing is, that was just a joke, right? That was a big joke. I think we know who started it.
Johnny?
But now this suggests that maybe they created that joke to what? To obscure the reality that birds are watchers?
Well, here's the thing, Johnny. There's actually CIA documents that they put little cameras on some birds.
Yeah, but that's not saying they aren't real. That means they have cameras on them.
And that they might be robot birds. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, that's just a pigeon with a camera, a dead pigeon with a camera on it.
But I'm telling you that the CIA has talked about that. Yeah, I'm just telling you that's what they've said. Okay.
There's this crazy story I saw this week about how, it's an older story, but about how Apple, this one guy at Apple who worked on the iPod, his boss's boss came into him one day and said, "You can't tell anybody about this, but two guys from the government are about to show up here, and they're going to need you to create a very special iPod for them." And what the iPod was is it needed to have like a radiation meter in it and look and act just like a regular iPod. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't allowed to tell anybody. And only two people, not even Steve Jobs, knew about it or approved of it. The government came in like under Steve Jobs and just to the iPod project, and they made a custom. So, you know, they're customizing and putting listening devices and tracking devices and in all kinds of technology.
It's a cool story,
if you
want
to look it up. Just look up, you know, Geiger counter, I think. iPod.
Well, let's go back to this guy.
So what do you think about that? The birds, I mean, birds aren't real. I know, is documented as a joke on the internet, but maybe it's covering up some darker reality.
It's pretty crazy.
It's fooled a lot
dude.
Of people, too. I know a lot of people who kind of got fooled by the birds aren't real thing and thought it was an actual conspiracy, and then realized later that it was.
I mean, there's too many birds. Do you think maybe one in a thousand of the birds CIA put out there are fake? They got the technology for it. You're right. Not all birds are fake. There's no way all those birds are fake. But do you think maybe one in a thousand? CIA out
there putting
from? Little pigeons?
One in a thousand. One in a million. I mean, how many? There got to be a shit ton of birds. I wonder how many birds are in the United States.
No, yeah, you're right. Well, you're right. That one in a thousand was a little, more like one in a million. If the technology is there, why wouldn't they? Why would the CIA not have pigeons, birds out there just cruising town?
There are 2,000 bird species in North America, but how many birds total? Let's see. There are about 400 billion birds in the entire world. About 10 to 20 billion in the U.S. That's a lot of fucking birds, dude. You want another call?
It's a lot of fucking birds.
Yeah, of course.
Run it. Let's see.
Run it. Run the jewels fast.
Hey, guys. My name's Cassandra. And
it's a lady.
I'm calling in to tell you guys about my experience with some stuff I had during my 10-year breakup with my youngest son, Dad. I'm going to try to get this in under 3 minutes. Well, the summer of 2018, a lot of stuff was going on. There was a lot of stuff going on, like all kinds of crazy stuff. People in and out of our house. He was cheating. He was running boils, all this stuff. And
running what?
I just felt like uneasy. Well, he 5150'd, then my daughter 5150'd in that summer. We're a month apart from each other. My daughter, when she 5150'd, it was like she was possessed. It was crazy. I mean, we went somewhere, she was babysitting, and all the younger kids called, and they were like, Alyssa freaking out, da-da-da-da-da. And we get there, and she would not let us out, get her out of the house. She was, like, so strong, and she was trying to get back in the house. It took three of us to pull her out, okay, because she got sent to behavioral health and all that stuff. And then that August, something I had been looking for since 2014 fell in my lap. It just fell in my lap. I had been looking for it. I stopped looking for it. I couldn't find it. I hadn't heard a lot about it just one time at work. And I was like, oh, I want to try that. Well, it fell in my lap. That summer, after I found out my ex was cheating on me. And so I did it. And during that experience, I seen these little gremlin things. And especially our cat was like growing into what a gremlin would look like. They like tripped me out. Well, the whole rest of the 5 months that we're in that apartment, I raised my kids for 13 years in that apartment. We had to leave because my ex destroyed it. So I was given 30 days in December of 2018. And during those last 5 months, so many much paranormal or like dark energy stuff was going on in that house. I mean, from having ants in mine and my daughter's room, red ants out of nowhere. We never had bugs. We didn't know where we were coming from, to hearing windows opening and closing all the time, just things happening all the time. And I even have a video of me one night, my ex was throwing a party because the girl who cheated on me with decided to move in the same apartment in the next door to us. So they're having a party, and I had been drinking. Brutal. And me and my daughter in my room, and I hear this banging on the wall, right? And I'm, like, talking to it. I'm, like, bang three times, you know, if you're real and all that stuff. And the banging was just loud all night, okay? And it went until, like, 4 in the morning, and it got light.
So we kind of lose her there. The banging goes on. She didn't, yeah.
Johnny,
it's
I
want to
hear
it. That's all. It ended right there. She didn't call back. You only have 3 minutes if you're calling, so try to time yourself. Put this little timer on your phone. Keep track of it.
It's so good,
but, so
though,
she,
John.
So, but the most
so
interesting
good.
Part of that to me was her child got 5150. If you don't know what that is, that's a 72-hour hold for mental health in adults. Yeah, the 5150, I think, is technically adult, so maybe her daughter was an adult at the time. Anyway, so she said that her kid had, like, supernatural strength and was, you know, seemed like they were possessed. Which is, you know, that's fascinating. And then we've heard before people who, you know, have these altered states, and then that kind of invites some darkness into their domestic situation. So that wouldn't surprise me if what she was describing there was that. Anyway, that was interesting. Anything? What are you up to, Sam? What are you doing?
Dude, that was
scary.
Super,
that was scary. When a kid, when you need three adults to move a kid, that's scary.
That is scary. That is really
scary.
There's
something going on there. I don't know if demonic, possessed, maybe playing with the Ouija board. I mean, you don't know how old the kid was, so could have been.
Crazy ass shit, dude. Crazy ass shit. We're living in crazy times.
Yeah, here's another call for you guys.
Yo, what's up, fam? What's up, Johnny XG? What's up to the swarm out there?
I'll just say, so this is something that was in that kind of made the rounds among our people this week. It's a little dark, and if you hear it, Sam, and think maybe you don't want to go down this road, just let me know.
Calling in from the Texas Panhandle in the midst of the wildfires. One, want to get your thoughts on that, and then two.
We can stop right there and just take that on real quick if you want to. More wildfires this time in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's so weaponized, and we all realize that. We're all realizing that right now. Hey,
is this year going to be a heavy year for California fires? Are we predicting that already? Is it going to cause, I mean, during COVID, it wasn't that bad. If you guys remember, it's slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're seeing more of the stuff with green lasers, too. I know we covered this on Broken Sim, but there are these green lasers that people are recording during lightning storms, and there has been reporting, mainstream reporting, that there are efforts to kind of steer and redirect lightning bolts with green lasers. It's like technology they're working on.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, like possibly. And you could see, I mean, you hear that a lot of these wildfires are started by lightning. So this could be a way that both things are true. It is some kind of directed energy thing or government thing. But they're using green lasers,
Johnny. That is crazy.
To guide the lightning to certain places to start these fires.
What? That's awesome.
Those two theories, right?
That makes complete sense. No, that makes complete sense. It's raining. Whatever you use to direct lightning, you use it at that time, and now all of a sudden you put it in some dry hay shit, and now you got a fire.
We'll continue with that call. This is the part that I was mentioning that might be a little too dark for us.
I'm really calling about is about 2-3 weeks ago, there was this kid that was killed, RIP, was hit on his bicycle by some driver. Story says it happened after sunset as the sun was going down. And didn't think anything of it till I saw the comments on the Facebook page by the dad. This is the first comment by the dad. One sec. The dad says, "My baby, he is my son. He is a federal electronic test subject since he was 2.
What?
No one put the helping hand for proper help to him or his daughter," which I don't understand the "or his daughter" part. That was verbatim what I read. And then you go to the dad's page, and again, verbatim, this is what his bio says. "I'm a real-life, non-consensual human experiment. Violate or whisper in me, and that's why." Pretty crazy. So then you go to another... his page, the dad's page, you read one of his posts, it says, "This was my son. They tracked him through satellite, mind controlled the driver, and set my son up to die. I hate type of electronic criminals." And yeah, what's also weird about that is, I didn't get the screenshots of it, but he also had a post relating to the death of his brother that occurred 9 years ago to the exact date. And for that, he said that the same thing happened to his brother, that he was mind controlled and taken out.
So now, there's one of two things obviously going on. Either this is someone who's had their mind shish kebab by the government, or, you know, we're having like a break from reality.
I mean, this is the second of this on the show. We started out with Ryan Garcia, and here we are with another guy. I believe it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Clancy, the only thing that threw me off a little bit, he's talking about his child having a daughter, which is doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? If I understood that right, anyway.
It's crazy, dude.
I mean, that's the thing. We really have to, we've talked about this many times, but mental illness in this country, we really got to get to what is at the heart of that, especially schizophrenia. I think it's just not well understood, Johnny. People in, you know, in psychiatry, in psychology, they even don't have a great you know, a real grasp on what's going on there, the mechanisms, how to treat it. And I think you might have, entirely possible that you just have a lot of people out. Some people genuinely just naturally mentally ill, but then a lot of people who have just been, you know, like Charles Manson, whatever, whacked out by the government experiments and mind control. Entirely possible.
Yep. I agree, Johnny, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and now imagine you're a psychologist. Do you honestly want to treat someone like that when you can just treat someone that thinks they're kind of the wrong gender? How much easier is that
than schizo, bipolar, most of them, I mean, you see them around here. They don't have any way to pay for somebody who could, you know, I mean, they're all, it's either government treatment or they're just out on the streets. Most of them can't afford it.
Yeah, and how many of them are traumatized to the point that they let in dark energy?
Could be that too, man.
Yeah. No, like Sam says, like, I mean, I still drink, but every time, like, Sam talks about, like, oh, it's called spirits for a reason, it fucks with my head every time he says that. Because, I mean,
welcome.
You do feel different. Yeah, no, it's not good. I like to drink, Sam. But no, you're right. Yeah,
you
see the people. You see the people on the street, and you're like, oh, they have spirits. So something happened. They did something that went in them, and now they're completely a whole different person.
At least in LA, that's how it feels. I saw somebody who was having a completely lucid and coherent conversation that you could follow, almost like they were on the phone, but with just nobody there. You know, they were talking about just having a totally normal conversation about how much they enjoyed, like, eating at this one place or something, looking into the eyes of someone who just wasn't there. And I kind of trailed behind to hear more of, and they weren't crazy, like, sounding. If you thought they were on the phone, you'd be like, oh, this is just a normal phone conversation. So, what must it be like to experience that, to think someone's there?
Would you say, hey, Johnny, would you say, was it like when a little kid sees an imaginary friend?
But I think it's even more convincing than that. It's disturbing when you see someone in that state because it's so unrelatable unless you've actually, you know, been touched by a mental illness.
I agree, Johnny. I wholeheartedly agree. Wholeheartedly. It's crazy, dude. What we think of schizophrenia, I think is not it at all.
What do you think it is?
At all. I think it's shaman shit. And they just have no one to help them to decide on how to deal with it.
No, that's what I see what you're saying. So they can't really orient themselves within the experience because they don't have the education of shamanism.
They don't have anybody there that can take them through it. That's my humble opinion. That's what I believe.
And I think you'd have to get it early, too.
Yes.
Like right when you notice a kid's kind of schizo, you'd be like, oh, you got to take them to like Sam says, someone that can handle it. Like, this is how you do it when it comes in. But once you're late in the game, I think you just, I mean, you can't, I don't know. Must be crazy.
All right. Let's see. Another call.
All right, then I got to go.
This is a really quick one.
Hi, yes. My name is Brandy. Actually, I'm calling about a topic that you guys were just talking about. It was about the reduction of population. And I believe that the caller was talking about the Georgia Guidestones, and it was 500,000. Well, actually, look into the etymology of what the word reduce means. It's been inverted here in America. It actually means to bring back to a specific state of being. I hope that helps. Reduction is not what we think it is here in America. So, thanks.
And yeah, if you look it up, she's totally right too.
Interesting.
I mean, it says to restore or to bring back to a primal state, which is, I mean, that's still to me though not necessarily a good thing if that primal, you know, if taking it back to an older state doesn't involve most of the people on the planet. You know what I mean? Because going back means fewer people.
I mean, we're bettering sorcery here, Johnny. You know that. I know that.
I'll just run through the super chats quickly too, Sam, sorcery. Before you go. Ashley says,
Please thank you for saying the call-in
number again. I lost the piece of paper I wrote it on. I have a crazy dream that I want to call in about. All right, we'll bring it on.
It better involve us, Ashley.
Stefan says, watching from the UK, longtime listener. I will be there this week. Shout out, Stefan.
Oh, snap. Someone's going to be in New Jersey. Holla.
Dylan Sheely says, reaching out for, oh, we already got that one. Okay. Dylan, yeah, we're praying for you and your child.
Dylan, we're praying for you.
House says, would you guys be down to do an episode about the Hopi prophecies? They predicted the First World War, the Second World War, the atomic bomb, and trans. Yeah, of course.
Who do I talk to?
Mark. Yeah,
I guess like
Mark.
The
Mark's on it.
Is Trust that Mark, Mark that wrote that?
Talali House.
No, but Marco. Yeah, I'll text him. Mark. I'll let Mark know. We want that episode.
We want the Hopi prophecies.
Alfonso says, "I effing love you, fellas." Sam and XG have responded to me many times on Instagram Messenger. You guys really love the Swarm as much as we love you. Yeah, I will say, you know, the Swarm is just such a great group of people. I, you know, saw a bunch of people at Sam's show, and they were all so chill. It really is the best group, community. A Pirate's Life says, longtime listener, I still have my Aaron t-shirt. Liz from Atlanta says, $10. This is to help XG get a better camera or get off dial-up. Love you guys.
What about my camera?
That's why she's not giving you money for a camera. She's talking about him.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's the Wi-Fi or the
camera.
The
Lip, the last thing he says, birds, drones, engineer,
local celebrities.
Google it, Johnny. I will do that. But again, that's not what he was talking. He was saying that birds are fallen angels, which is quite a different thing than saying there are drone birds flying around, which is entirely probable. And again, also a different thing than saying birds aren't real. That's it.
That's it, bro. That's the end of it,
guys.
That's
it. It was fast.
That's the day. All right, guys. Love you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I think it's one of our best episodes ever.
Certainly. We had 1,000 people or so joining us on Rumble for the first time. So shout out to all the Rumble people listening. About 1,000 people listen. It's about 700 now, but we had about 1,000.
Nice.
2,000 people watch. Bam, 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 bam. Hey, isn't it crazy that we have more people watching on Rumble than we had on YouTube? And we have way more subscribers on YouTube than we do Rumble. Thank you, everybody.
We got 900 people on YouTube.
We have more on YouTube than we do on
Rumble. Yeah, we have 900 on YouTube and 700 right now on Rumble. So, yeah.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Thank you, guys. I love you. Go to SamFrilly.com. Check out everything. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
We go deep, homeboy. Aaron, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge.
There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit.
Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
There's... You just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hat.